Yesterday, I saw a wanted poster for a 33-year-old man with long hair and a beard. The poster said he was wanted for leading an underground liberation movement. They listed a couple aliases, Prince of Peace, Son of God, and Messiah, and warned that he's still at large. See if you recognize him. It's Jesus, but you probably don't think of him as someone who would end up on a wanted poster. But to many during his time on Earth, that's exactly who he was, an outlaw, someone shaking up the traditional norms. But to many more who saw him for who he really was, he was the answer to a prayer. To those who had studied the scriptures and searched the text for clues to the Messiah's identity, Christ was the world's most wanted man. But there's another wanted poster I want to share with you. See if you recognize this person. Not a bad-looking guy, but what am I wanted for? And who wants me? It turns out it's our triune God. We're all on his most wanted list. I don't mean that God is some kind of old Western sheriff in the sky. Instead, his love is what's behind his wanted posters. Our Lord of Grace loves us and wants us so much that he has sent out notices in the scriptures. His purpose to bring many sons of daughters to glory led the Father to send the Son to pursue us in time and space in flesh and blood. Far beyond what any bounty hunter has ever done, he joined himself to us, becoming one of us, fully human. And because his desire for our good is so great, he has broken the chains of pride, distrust, and death to bring us back into communion with him. As strange as it may sound, remember that you are wanted by a loving God who will, is, and has done everything to bring us into right relationship with him through our Savior Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's a wanted list, I don't mind saying, that I'm on. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.